French troops in the town of Bunia in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed two rebel soldiers today after their United Nations peacekeeping patrol came under fire. The French arrived in Bunia last week with a new mandate from the UN to secure the town. While fighting between rival ethnic militias has diminished in recent days, the abduction and killing of civilians continues. And most residents say it's still unsafe to return to their homes. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Bunia.
Milikali Kababo wails over a fresh grave in the rich soil of a bamboo grove. Her father-in-law, Alphonse Masubi, was hacked to death with a machete last night. Masubi's body is the ninth found in Bunia since French peacekeepers arrived a week ago. Workers from the International Committee of the Red Cross are pulling dirt over the grave with hoes.
Nous les Africains, nous ne voulons pas que...
One of the men burying the body, Norbey Amdala, says Africans despise killing. In ancient times, if someone was murdered, he says, the villagers would abandon the settlement. The current fighting in Bunia has had a similar result. In recent weeks, the killing of hundreds of people here has forced more than half the population to flee and tens of thousands of others to move into UN-protected camps. The arrival of the French troops has curbed fighting between Lendu and Hema ethnic militias in Bunia, but it hasn't yet made the town safe. A group of heavily armed rebels from the Hema-dominated Union of Congolese Patriots, or UPC, continue to patrol the streets. Major Xavier Pons, the spokesman for the French force in Bunia, says since last Sunday, 9 people have been killed and 48 abducted. Pond says the French mission is to restore security in Bunia, but it's not to track down murderers and kidnappers.
Aujourd'hui, la force, qui est une force militaire, n'a pas légalement les moyens donc de faire des prisonniers. Ça, c'est le rôle de la police.
Okay. At the moment, the multinational force doesn't have the legal power to arrest. That's a police task.
But in Bunia, the only police are huddled next to the UN compound at the airport. Rather than patrolling, they're charging entry fees to anyone who arrives by air. The new UN troops are only authorized to be in Bunia until the end of August, and Pond says they do not plan to try to disarm the UPC soldiers, who've been blamed for many of the killings and abductions. Despite this, Pond says he's confident his troops can restore residents' sense of security. Yet the nightly kidnappings and murders continue to terrify local residents. Alphonse Masubi, who was buried this morning, was one of the few people who'd returned to their homes. Along the dirt path that runs through the southern section of town, almost all the houses are empty. A few dogs still stand warily in some doorways, but there are no people. Vegetable gardens sit unattended. Thick clumps of ripe mangoes hang unpicked in the trees. Masubi was from the Bira tribe. His family believes he was killed by soldiers from the Hema-dominated UPC. A UPC spokesman blames rival Lendu fighters for Masubi's death. The Hema and Lendu rebels are just two of a half dozen ethnic militias that operate in this part of the Congo. Masubi's uncle, Marcel Gayano, gestures at empty houses in the neighborhood where Hema families used to live.
Bira and the Hema were living together in this quarter since a very old time, since the colonization period.
Showing the degree to which Eastern Congo has been cut off from the rest of the country, Gayano looks to New York, not Congo's capital, Kinshasa, to resolve Bunia's current problems. He says the UN peacekeeping troops should force the rebels to lay down their weapons so the local people can live in peace. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Bunia, Eastern Congo.